弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
范长老，早安。
Good morning, Elder Fan.
刘长老，早安。
在那边。Good morning, Elder Liu.
俄罗斯跟乌克兰的战争已经进行了大概十个月了。
You know, the war between Russia and Ukraine has been going on for about 10 months.
俄国呢，现在感到兵力不足了。
And then so Russia right now has starting to feel that they have lack of military force.
解决的办法有两个。
And they prepare two solutions.
一个办法呢，就是征兵。
One is to through the ways of conscription.
俄罗斯的总统呢，普丁呢，在上个月呢，就发布了一个征兵的命令。
So the president of Russia, Putin, at last month announced this conscription.
要征兵30万预备兵。
And he wants to enlist 300,000 soldiers.
这个命令一下达以后呢，立刻引起了恐慌。
As soon as this enlistment has been announced, there's a panic in the midst.
一下子有30万的年轻人和他的家人逃离俄罗斯。
And immediately there are about 300 million young people and their family.Trying to escape Russia.
这是俄国的警方呢，就在街上，在一些公司的宿舍，在地铁见到年轻人就抓。
So that the police force in Russia, they are arresting young people at dormitories, subway stations.And these public facilities.
抓到以后就立刻就把他送到军中去当兵。
And immediately upon arrest, these young people are sent to the military to be enlisted.
俄国还有第二个扩充他兵力的办法。
And then the second solution that Russia came up in terms of strengthening their military force is.
他就是用高薪。来招募雇佣军
，and so they use high payment to hire mercenaries.
这个雇佣兵呢，他是自愿的。
Well, these missionaries, they do this out of their own will.
我今天听的报告。那就是说呢，他们在叙利亚招了40,000雇佣兵。
So I heard this morning, in Syria they hired about 40,000, mercenaries.
这两件事情啊，一个是去抓，一个是愿意来当。
So looking at both solutions, one is forced, the other is willing.
我们怎么来看这个问题
？And how do we look at this？
我们从人性来看。
Well, let's look at it in terms of human nature.
人是根据自己的利益来决定自己的行为。
Well, you know, we humans based our actions on what's beneficial to us.
有利的就做，没有利的就不做。
Well, you know, if it's beneficial to us, we do, and if it's not, we don't do.
有的人为了利，他甚至连命都不要。
And some even go as far as willing to sacrifice their lives for the benefits.
我们大家来念一节经文，大家一起来念。
Let's read this together.
有极多的人
Now great crowds accompanied him.
和耶稣同行。好，我们做一个祷告。
Let's offer a word of prayer.
主啊，我们此刻聚集在你的面前。
Lord, right now we gather in front of you.
我们要敬拜你。
We are to worship you.
因为唯有你配得我们的敬拜。
Because only you are worthy of our worship.
配得我们的赞美。
Worthy of our praise.
求主宝血来洁净。
We ask that your precious blood come and cleanse.
赦免我们的罪。
Forgive us of our sins.
求圣灵经常提醒我们。
And we ask that the Holy Spirit often remind us.
让我们能够过分别为圣的生活。
That we may live a sanctified life.
让我们的行为与所蒙的恩相称。
So that our actions are proportional to our blessings.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray this in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. 为什么有这么多的人来跟随耶稣呢？
So why do so many people follow the Lord Jesus?
这些跟随基督的人是什么人呢？
And who are those that walk with Jesus?
我们从圣经上面来看。
Well, if we look at it in a point of view from the
scripture, 我们知道跟随耶稣的人是什么人呢？
We know that So what we find out is, who are the ones that follow Jesus?
跟从他的人都有自己的动机。
So that we found that those who follow Jesus, they all have their own motives.
有的人是想看神迹。
Some just want to witness miracles.
有的是想从耶稣那边得到吃的东西。
Some just want to be fed by Jesus.
有的人想病得到医治。
Some wants to be healed from their illness.
有的呢想跟随主呢能够得到一官半职。
And some wants to gain some political gain by following Jesus.
就想从耶稣那边得到好处。
Everyone wants something good from Jesus.
他们中我们大家一起在念他们
And let's read this. After this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer walked with him.
在这一群人当中，他们是想要得好处，不想呢付代价。
You know, many of these that follow Jesus, many of them wants to be benefited, but does not want to pay any price or make any sacrifice.
这些人。跟随耶稣想得到好处，不想付代价。
Yeah, so they want to be benefited and does not want to pay any price.
现在我们的人为什么要跟从耶稣呢？
And we might fast forward to today, why do people now today follow Jesus?
我想问问大家。
And I want to ask all of you.
今天我们为什么要信耶稣呢？
Why do we believe in Christ?
我们大家说我们想得永生。
And you know, the answer we might say is we want to obtain eternal life.
想得永生也是为了个人的利益。
But it is obvious that to want to have eternal life, it's also for your own benefit. And we do this for our own, for ourselves.
跟当时的人是没有两样的。
And we are no different from those in the past.
当耶稣被捉的时候
，and when Jesus was captured，
也是这班人喊着要把他们钉十字架。
It is the same group of people that wants to crucify him on the cross。
这些人当中，十二个门徒当中有一个是犹大。
And you know, among these people, one of which is an apostle，
他为了三十个两银子
，and he。For the gain of 30 silver coins,
他出卖了主。
He sold our Lord Jesus.
把主送到十字架上。
And sent our Lord to the cross.
所以说，我们的今天的人，他也是 为了自己的利益来信耶稣。
So it is obvious that people today believe in Christ for our own benefit.
我们如果求好处来跟从耶稣的话，这个结局不是卖主，就是退去。
And if the sole reason for us to follow Christ is to have gain for ourselves, it is most likely resulted in the selling of Christ or abandoning our Christ.
耶稣需要什么人？
And who are those that Jesus need? Who does Jesus, the Lord Jesus need?
我们基督徒有很多的名称。
You know, there are many, many nouns to call us Christians.
但是有一个我们不能够称呼的，就是我们不能够称呼是使徒。
But of which, one of which we cannot call ourselves, and that is apostle.
因为这个使徒呢，是在主耶稣在世的时候他选择的。
Because to be called apostle is to be selected by Jesus himself when he was alive.
所以说现在的人，你在属灵你也不能够成为使徒。
So for people today, no matter how spiritual you are, you cannot call yourself an apostle.
那么我们现在基督徒呢，有许多的名称。
But there are many, many names for ourselves that we call ourselves.
有信徒，有门徒，有基督徒，有圣徒。
We might be called believers, we might be called disciples, we might be called Christians, or might even be called saints.
哪一个对呢？
But which of those is correct?
哪一个对啊？
What do you guys think?
都对。
They're all correct.
有没有区别呢？
Is there a difference among the names?
有没有区别？我想是有区别的。
But I do think there is a difference between these names.
信徒跟门徒的区别在什么地方？
So what is the difference between, where's the distinction between a believer and a disciple?
信徒，他就是显明了基督为他所做的。
So being a believer,made obvious of what Jesus has done for me.
他从基督耶稣那边得到了什么？
Because a believer receives something from our Jesus.
信徒他只是需要一个救主。
All a believer needs is a savior.
他只是需要永生。
And a believer only needs a gift of eternal life.
门徒他是显明他是为耶稣做什么。
On the contrary, a disciple made obvious of what he or she does for the Lord.
他能够给耶稣什么。
What he or she can offer to our Lord.
他不仅能够使自己能够得到永生，他也是别人能够得到永生。
Not only a disciple is able to receive eternal life,A disciple is also able to give eternal life to others.
我们请你念一下这个圣经。
Okay, so I'm going to read this for you. 中文英文都念吗？
你念，其他人用中文听。
Okay. 弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道这奥秘，恐怕你们自以为聪明，就是以色列人有几分是硬心的，等到外邦人的数目填满了，于是以色列全家都要得救。 Lest you be wise in your own sight, I do not want to be unaware of this mystery, brothers. A partial hardening has come upon Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in, and in this way all Israel will be saved, as it is written.
这个地方谈到了一个外邦人信徒的得救的人数填满了。
And here it talks about the number of Gentiles being saved.
外邦人的数目填满了, 主耶稣就再来了。
When that time, when the number is filled, is the day our Jesus Christ comes again.
以色列全家得救。
And that all of Israel will be saved.
全地的人都成为主的门徒了。
And all people at the ends of the world become disciples of Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是大使命的目的。
And this is the goal of the Great Commission.
我先跟大家举个例子。
So I'll give everyone an example.
用火炬传递作为一个例子。
So to use the torch relay or the passing of torch as an example.
我们知道主耶稣 他来到这个世上，他把福音带到这个世上了。We
all know that when Jesus came to this world, he brought with him the gospel.
主耶稣就是这个福音的源泉。So
that our Lord Jesus Christ is the source of this gospel.
他将福音之火点燃了。And
he had lit up this flame of the gospel.
他点燃了12个门使徒。
And he ignited 12 apostles.
他点燃了门徒。
And he ignited disciples.
主耶稣在升天的时候,
And when the Lord rise to the heaven,
他就让这个使徒和门徒们把他们身上的福音的火炬去点燃他们周围的人,使他们也成为门徒。
So when the Lord rises to heaven, what he has commanded is that amongst the disciples and the apostles, they are to go and ignite and light up people around them with the torch that they have.
然后再让这些门徒,让这些火炬的人,点燃火炬的人,让他们继续地点燃他们周围的人。
And then those who are ignited by these apostles and disciples will then go and ignite the people, those around them.
一个一个,一代一代地传下去。
And on it goes, generation and generation it goes.
使每一个人都能够成为被点燃的福音的火炬。
So that everyone who gets ignited becomes the torch of the gospel.
使每个人都能够得救,
so that all can be saved.
都能够成为门徒,
and all could become disciples.
一直到外邦人的信徒数目填满,
until the numbers of Gentiles is reached.
我们大家来看一下,
well, let's check something out.
基督他把使徒和门徒点燃了。
So, the example of the torch. Christ ignites the disciples and the apostles.
然后,这个门徒,他又去点燃了别人,也成为门徒。
So, disciples make other disciples.
但是有的人呢,他成为信徒了。But
some of those gets ignited becomes believers.
然后呢,这个门徒呢,又使别人成为门徒。
And then the next disciples, there's a percentage of them become believers.
但是还是有一些人呢,他成为信徒。
And then there are some that became disciples.
然后,一代一代地这样子下去。
And on it goes.
最后,外邦信徒的数目填满为止。
And then the end result is the number of Gentiles is reached and the Lord and the second coming of the Lord.
清楚不清楚?
Is this clear? Yes.
这个非常清楚。
Yeah, it is very clear.
这个是培刚弟兄帮我做的。
And this magnificent chart is made by Pei Gang.
我们大家给一个掌声好吧。你们需要的话,你们以后还可以再看。
If you guys like this chain, you guys can check it out online.
但是我们大家要知道，这个福音的这个火炬，它是在教会当中进行的。
But it's very important that we know the torch of the gospel is carried out in no other place but church.
教会它是由门徒和信徒组成。
A church is composed of believers and disciples.
一个教会它有人数，这个人数它有数和量。
So for any given church, they have these body counts. And within this body counts, both numbers and qualities are equally important.
一个教会只有人数，没有质量的话，光有数量，没有质量的话，这个教会是做不成事情。
If a church merely has quantity, but has no quality, this church cannot achieve anything great.
而且甚至是有害的。
Furthermore, it might even be harmful.
数和值都重要。
And it is very obvious that quantity and quality are equally important.
你光有数没有质不行。
You can't have the numbers, but not the quality.
如果你光有质没有数也不行。
On the contrary, only quality, but you do not have the number, is also not ideal.
但是关键是什么？
But what is the key here?
关键是质量。
But if we have to pick one, quality is more, it trumps quantity.
我想问一下大家。
I want to ask everyone a question.
你跟我是信徒还是门徒？
You and I, are we believers or are we disciples?
你自己回答自己。
Why don't you answer that to yourself?
你想当门徒还是想当信徒？
Do you want to be a believer or do you want to be a disciple?
这个可以大家讲，想当门徒还是想当信徒？
What do you want to be?
想当有人说先当信，他说错了，想当门徒。在座的人都想当门徒，对不对啊？
Do we all want to be disciples?
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
我们现在来谈一谈阻碍信徒成为门徒的原因。
Well, let's discuss the reasons that prevents believers from becoming disciples.
我们大家一起来念。
Let's read this together.
这样,
so therefore, any one of you who does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciple.
就不能做我的门徒。这句话的意思是什么?
What does this mean?
大家理解吗?
Does everybody understand what we just read?
撇下一切就是要把我们的一切的主权交给主，交给由神来支配。
To leave everything behind is to give all our sovereignty to the Lord and let Him rule.
我们大家注意啊，刚才这个经文当中讲，不是基督徒当中的某些人，而是基督徒当中的所有的人。
So I want to point out to everyone here that in the scripture we just read, it did not say some people among Christians. It was saying anyone or everyone among Christians.
是指我们在座的每一个人。
And this points to every single one here.
他不是说你有没有这个心愿放下一切，而是说你有没有撇下一切。
And neither does that scripture say whether you have a desire. Rather, it says whether you leave it behind.
有人是心想，但是他没有撇下。
Some people has a desire to do, but they cannot leave it behind.
他这个不是说你是不是撇下了是一部分，而是说是什么，你要把完全的东西都撇下。
And certainly that scripture didn't say leave a portion or a part of what you have behind, but it says to leave everything you have behind.
他在这个地方说, 不是说你不能够成为基督徒, 而是说你不能成为我的门徒。
And it certainly did not say you can't be a Christian. It says vividly you can't be a disciple of the Lord.
信徒不要付代价。
You know, a believer has no sacrifice to make.
门徒是要付代价的。
But a disciple has things to pay.
美国有一个著名的牧师, 大家都知道, Billy Graham.
A famous American pastor, Billy Graham.
叫格里汉。
Billy Graham.
又叫格佩里。
Billy Graham.
他呢, 跑了全世界, 跑遍了全世界。
He traveled around the world to make these great crusades. Thank you.
他每次的布道大会常常都是数以千计，数以万计。
You know, every time he holds a crusade, the numbers often come in thousands, tens of thousands.
甚至是数以十万。
Even to hundreds of thousands.
有的时候是甚至是百万,
absolutely. And sometimes even millions.
信主,
the people that come to the Lord and believe.
这是好事好, 是不是好事啊?
Is this a good thing, guys?
大家说是不是好事啊?
Is that a good thing?
好事吧?
Yes.
但是格佩里, 他呢就非常担心。
However, Billy Graham often worries and have a certain concern.
他说这么多人信主了。This
many people decided to follow, believe in Christ.
他们今后怎么办呢?
And what will become of them?
这就需要有人要花大力气来带领他们的属灵的生活。
Because this will require people to spend a lot of their time and effort to help them grow in their spiritual life.
才能使神的心意能够得到满足。
And only through that, a spiritual life gain could please our Lord's heart. And that is the calling of disciples to spend energy to make achieve this. And this has nothing to do with believers.
老实说,凡是不肯付代价的人,都没有资格跟从主。
So let's be honest here. Anyone that's unwilling to pay the sacrifice is unworthy to follow the Lord.
相反的, 凡是肯付代价的人, 主在他的身上才能走得通。
And in contrary, only those who are willing to sacrifice,
而他在主的面前才会有用处。
Only those that are willing to sacrifice, God can work on them, and therefore they become useful. Before the Lord.
加尔文这大家听说过没有?
Has anybody heard of Calvin?
应该大家都听说过了。
I hope you guys have.
他说,我为基督舍弃了一切,我得到了什么呢?
I have given up everything for the Lord, and what have I gained?
我在基督里得到了一切。I
have gained everything in Christ.
我 过去我也常说,
I often say in the past,
我们舍弃一切, 我们得到什么呢?
When we give up everything, what do we get?
我们得到了主耶稣。
We get our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们有了主耶稣, 我们就有了一切。
And when we have our Lord Jesus Christ, we have everything.
我们到教会来, 我们信耶稣不是得自己的好处。
You know, we believe in Christ and we come to the church. It's not for our own benefit, actually.
我们来信耶稣是为了得到耶稣。
We come to believe in Christ because we want to receive Christ.
得到了耶稣, 你就得到了一切。
And once you have Christ, you do have everything.
Amen吗?
Do you guys amen? Amen.
我们再看看。
And let's look at this.
阻碍信徒成为门徒的第二个原因。
The second reason what prevents a believer becoming a disciple.
我们大家一起来念。
Let's read this together.
耶稣说，若不爱我，胜过爱或者恨自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的心意，就不能做我的门徒。这个听起来是不是有点别扭啊？别扭吧。
This sounds a little weird and harsh, doesn't it?
我第一次读的时候，我心里头就不舒服。
Well, when I read this first time ever, I felt uncomfortable about this.
圣经是教导我们要孝敬父母。
The Bible did teach us to respect and love our parents.
要爱我们自己的兄弟姐妹。
And to love our brothers and sisters.
为什么让我们去恨他呢？
But why does it say here to hate all that we should love?
既然爱主了，我们就应该爱人啊。
Well, if we love the Lord, we should love our neighbors.
为什么爱主还要恨人呢？
But what doesn't make sense to love the Lord and hate people?
我们大家读圣经，过去都读过，大家有没有想过这个问题？
So yes, for those of you that read the Bible, and when you come upon this verse, have you ever been pondering why does it say this here?
我们怎么来理解这件事情？
Well, how do we decipher and understand this?
我们已经解经。
So we will use the Bible to decipher the Bible.
我们大家一起再来念这段经文。
Let's read this together.
他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？主复活以后，主三次问彼得。
So after Jesus has risen from the dead, he asked Peter three times.
你爱我比这更深吗？
Do you love me more than these?
这是什么？
What is this or these? What does it mean?
这就是除了耶稣以外的所有的东西。
These means everything else besides Jesus.
你爱我比当时他们有什么？当时有船，有网，有鱼，有食品。
So using back then, what would they mean by these? They have their fishing boats, they have their fishing nets, the fish, the bread, fire, and these, etc.
任何的东西。
Anything.
那么耶稣的意思说，你们不是不能爱这些东西。
So what Jesus meant is,It is not that you guys cannot love these things.
但是你要对主的爱，你要把它放在第一位。
However, it's utterly important that your love for the Lord should be on the top of this hierarchy.
我们大家对不起，有一段经文好像，哦，在这儿，我们大家一起再来念这段经文。
Let's read this together.
And he said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart,
all your soul, and all your mind. This is the great and first commandment.
And the second is like it.
You shall love your neighbors as yourself.
On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. 这些大家都记得很清楚。
And we all, this is a very famous and well-known verse.
我们爱是有次序的。
So there is a hierarchy.
大家记住，爱是有次序的。
Of love. Remember, there's an order for which we love.
我们爱的次序第一个是什么？是爱神。
And then, so the order shall be, first is our God.
第二个是要爱人，爱我们的邻舍。
Secondly is,People or neighbors.
第三个是自己。
Then lastly is ourselves.
爱神，爱人，爱自己。
Love God, love your neighbors, then love yourself.
如果我们不能把神的事放在第一，任何人、事情，包括对家庭的责任，都会成为 顺服神旨意的真正的男主。
If we cannot put God's things first, everything else, including family responsibilities, will become a real obstacle to obeying God's will.
你按照那个原则，你什么都可以爱。
So if you follow that principle, you can love anything and everything.
但是你必须把神放第一位。
But what must happen is God should be on the first of the list.
我们常常会颠倒。
But very often we flip the order.
把自己把家人摆在前面。
We oftentimes put ourselves first and family second.
把神摆在最后。
And then God falls on the last.
这就是阻拦信徒成为门徒的一个原因。
And this is indeed one of the reasons that prevents believers from
becoming disciples. 我们再看看信徒为什么不能够成为门徒的一个阻拦。
And then let's look at another reason why believers cannot be disciples. So what's the obstacle?
耶稣在路加福音十四章在这我们今天念的这个段经文当中，他讲到了第三个原因。
So in Luke chapter 14, verse 27, Jesus talks about the third reason here.
We man's sin, it is included in sin and sin deed, two parts.
So when talking about sin, there are two categories. One is the essence of sin. The other is the actions carried out because of sin.
这个罪蛮难翻译的。
This sin is hard to translate.
这个西方对这个罪啊，比这个东方讲的要比较复杂。
So in 西方比东方复杂吗？
西方
so in the Western culture, it dives into this topic of sin much more detailed than the Eastern culture.
这个圣经当中讲的这个 sin, 这个 S-I-N.
So the sin that the Bible refers to,
它讲的是单数啊，名词单数，它讲的是罪性。
So it is in the form of a singular. And it's talking about the nature or the essence of sin.
这个 S-I-N-S, 这是复数，它讲的是罪行。
And when sins in the plural form, it is often used to portray the actions that's carried out from the sinful nature.
那什么是罪性呢?
So sin or sinful nature, what is that?
罪性就是人的本性。
And that is human nature.
也就是原罪。
And in the Bible refers as original sin.
是与生俱来的。
We were born with it.
是从亚当来的。
It came from all the way our ancestor Adam.
举个例子。
For example,
我们家里头都有孩子。
You know, most of us have child or children.
你不管你这个父母多好多坏。
Regardless of how good or bad the parents are.
你不会教你的孩子去扯谎。
You will never teach your child or children to lie.
你叫他不要扯谎。
You tell them not to lie.
这个孩子会不会扯谎?
But then, does the child or children lie?
我问问大家，孩子会不会扯谎
？Yes, they do.
是人家教他扯谎的吗
？And is it taught by others?
有没有人教他扯谎
？Does anyone teach children to lie?
当父母的最知道，没有人教他扯谎，但是
他
会扯谎。
If you're a parent, you know that it is not taught.
这就是他的罪性。
And that is coming from its sinful nature.
兄弟姐妹，大家吃苹果。
So brothers and sisters or siblings eating an apple.
大家都是喜欢去拿什么？拿大的，拿小的，拿大的，拿小的。
Well, when picking apples from an apple pile,
没有人教他们。
What do they go for, the big one or the small one?
这是他的罪性。
They go for the big one. Why? No one taught them to do that. But this is original sin.
这种例子太多了。
So many examples.
这叫罪性。
And this is sinful human nature.
什么叫罪行?
But what are sins or the action of sin?
罪行就是内在的罪性的外在的表露。
Well, it's simple. The implication in terms of action from the sinful nature, those actions are called sins. Or sins is the outward manifestation of inner sin.
这个罪性是在人的里面。
Sin or sinful nature is inside.
罪性在外面。
And sins or sinful actions is acted out outwardly.
这个罪性肉眼是看不到的。
Well, you cannot see, it's not observable, the sinful nature.
这个罪行是肉眼可以看到的。
But you can certainly see the sinful actions.
我们谈谈罪。
Well, let's talk about
这个是罪呢，是讲这个是动词了。刚才讲的是名词，这是动词。
So previously, sin or sins, we're talking about it in terms of its noun nature. Now we're talking about sins in its verb applications.
这个中国好像东方人就讲罪，好像是统称，不管什么都是罪。
So you know, in the Chinese culture.Sin is all inclusive of what is bad, acted out bad.
但是这个西方呢就复杂了。
But then in the Western culture, it is very complicated in how they describe these.
我找了几个罪。
So I've included a couple of deeper or more subdivided.Terms that also is tied into sins.
第一个大家是 crime.
So the first is crime.
这个 crime 的意思就是违反了法律。
So a crime means an action, it's disobeying the law, pretty much.
犯法了。
You have offended the law.
比方杀人放火。
Or to
偷窃。
To steal, to kill.Arsenal.
另外一个就是 guilt.
Another word could be used guilt.
这个 guilt 呢，一般来讲是违反了道德和社会标准的不法的行为。
By definition, mostly used to refer to wrongdoings that violate moral or social standards.
他应该受到惩罚的。
And implying in which deserving of a punishment.
它跟那个 crime 有点不一样。
It's slightly different from crime.
你比方说，我们违反了交通规则，闯红灯。
So for example, if you violated a traffic law and you ran a red light.
第三个就是 sin.
The third one is sin itself.
这个 sin 动词它就是说，它一般讲是指宗教和道德上面的罪。
And in a verbal form, sin is a religious or moral sin.
你触犯了神，你触犯了律法。
You have disobeyed God and or you have disobeyed the law.
这个 sin 跟这个 crime, 跟这个 guilt 是不一样的。
Well, you know, the sin, guilt, crime are not all the same.
你比方说，你比方说你过去你现在你不相信神。
So for example, let's say that you once believe in God, but now you're an atheist.
这从sin来讲就是罪。
And then if you talk in terms of looking at the standpoint of sin, this is indeed a sin.
但是从地方上，它不是那个地方那个 crime.
But according to this, whatever state you're in, it's not necessarily a crime.
它并不犯法。
It's here for United States, for example, not believing God is not against the law.
我们大家再来念一下。
Let's read this together.
我向你犯罪。
Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight.
你是责备我的时候，
so that you may be justified in your words,
and
blameless in your judgment.
显为轻的，得罪了神。
Offended God.
这是 sin.
It is a sin.
我们再念一句。
Let's read another.
人若知道行善，绝不去行，就是罪。
For him, it is sin.
这个是什么？
What is this?
这是 sin.
This is indeed sin.
它是道德上面的问题。
But it's a moral sin.
但是他并没有犯罪。
But it is not a crime.
十字架，它不但能够对付罪行的作用，也能够除掉罪行的作用。
So the cross not only has the function of dealing with sins, but also has the function of removing sinful nature.
这个地方刚才讲的，背上自己的十字架。
So previously we read to carry your own cross.
这不是耶稣背的十字架。
This is not the same cross that Jesus carried.
这个耶稣背的十字架，它是对付所有人的罪行和罪性。
The cross that Jesus Christ bore is the cross that deals with all of the sins of all of the humankind.
只要我们接受了主耶稣的救恩，十字架上就把我们所有的得罪人的所有的罪行都能够赦免了。
So long as we accept the cross that Jesus bore, all of the offense and sins that we have ever committed are forgiven.
但是我们人呢，跟主同钉十字架的时候，
But when we, normal people, and our Lord Jesus to be nailed on the cross at the same time,
我们的老我，我们的肉体没有完全的被钉死。
But our old self and our flesh is not completely.
所以说我们的罪性呢，那么还是存在的。
Not completely dead. So that's why the sinful nature is still there.
所以说呢，我们有时候呢，还是会显出啊一些败坏的东西。
And this is why sometimes still evil comes out of us.
主要我们背十字架。他不是要我们背负重担来跟随耶稣。
The Lord means that we should take up our cross and follow the.
No.
No, you didn't. Okay. Can you say that again?
Okay.
I got confused with that.
主要我们背起自己的十字架，
uh-huh.
不是要我们背负重担。
So what does it mean when the Lord wants us to carry our own cross? He does not want to carry our own heavy burden. He doesn't mean that.
让我们来跟从主，来走我们苦难的一生。
But to have us follow Christ and walk the life of tribulations.
主要我们背起自己的十字架，跟随主。就是要我们完全要顺服主，照着主的话去行，来抵挡和战胜魔鬼。
But what the Lord means that we should take up our own cross and follow the Lord is that we should completely obey the Lord and act according to the Lord's words and to resist and defeat the devil.
我们在座的每个人啊，每个人每个人都有每个人的老我。
So everyone here, we all know that we have our old self.
每个人都有每个人的肉体。
And then we all have our flesh.
每个人都有每个人的问题。
And then we all have our problems.
那么我们怎么办呢？
So what shall we do?
我们就要用针对我们的老我，我们的肉体，我们的问题来对付。
We should deal with it specifically and focusedly on our own old self, our own sin, and our own problems. We deal with them specifically, individually.
也就是说我们要背上我们自己的十字架来对付我们自己。
That's what it means when we carry our own cross so that we can deal with the problems that we have ourselves.
我们背自己的十字架不是去对付别人的罪、别人的肉体、别人的老我。
By no means when we carry up our own cross is to deal with the problems and the sins of others.
是对付自己。
It is solely to deal with our own self.
所以主耶稣在这个地方
That's why Jesus here said
要我们背起自己的十字架来跟从他
to take up our own cross to follow him.
清楚不清楚啊?
Is this clear?
感谢主
Praise the Lord.
我认识一个基督徒的一个会计。
You know, I know a Christian accountant.
是个姐妹。
A sister.
有一天老板们把她喊到她办公室。
So one day, the owner or the boss, asked her to go into the office.
这个老板要这个会计呢做假账。
So this boss wants this accountant to conduct knavery and make fake accounting transactions.
这个对这个姐妹来讲是一个重担。
And this is such a big burden to the sister.
那她怎么来对付她呢
？So how does she deal with it?
她非常的征战。
Well, she there's a tug of war inside of her.
那么她就寻求神的话。
And so then she went to the Lord and seek the Lord's word.
圣经怎么说?
And what did the Bible say?
不要做假见证。
Do not make false testimonies.
这个时候她就非常征战。
So she, you know, she's really troubled.
她后来她顺从了神的话，神的旨意。
But in the end, she decided to follow the Lord's words and follow God's will.
他拒绝了老板的要求。
So that she refused to do what the boss has asked her to do.
结果他被开除了。
While it led to her being fired.
这就是他的十字架。
And that was her cross.
他在家失业了。
So she lost her job and was at home.
过了不久。
But not long.
他过去的客户的公司知道了这件事。
One of her clients found out about this news.
然后他们就把她请到她的公司。
They invited her to go and work for their company.
给了她更高的位置，更高的工资。
And not only she has work, now she has an even higher position and a higher pay.
弟兄姐妹啊，我们随时随地都可能遇到一个选择。
Brothers and sisters, please do know that
你是顺服神的旨意呢，你还是要顺服自己的利益。
We're constantly presented and confronted with a simple question: Do we follow Jesus or do we pursue the comfort and of this?World of this life,
你会选择哪一项?
And what would you choose?
你会选择哪一项?
What would you choose?
顺服神的旨意，遵照神的话去做，就是自己的十字架。
To follow the Lord's will and to obey His command is to carry up your own cross.
我们每个人都有十字架，就是我们自己背不背。
Hey, everyone's got a cross, but the problem is, do you carry it or not?
刚才是讲了为什么门徒不能信徒不能成为门徒的三个原因。
So we just talked about the three reasons what prevents a believer becoming a disciple.
原因很多了，但是耶稣在这一段圣经当中讲到了这三个原因。
You know, there are many reasons, but in Luke, Jesus talked about the three reasons in there.
耶稣接着就说
and then Christ, following the Christ,
你要跟从他要计算代价。
So following the Lord Christ requires reckoning the cost.
这个比较长了，我们就请这个Frank 来念英文。
Okay.
那个听懂讲中文的就自己再看看这个中文的。
Okay, and I will read Luke chapter 14, verse 28 to 32. For which of you desiring to build a tower does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and that is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build, was not able to finish. Or that king going out to encounter another king in war will not sit down first and deliberate whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000. And if not, while the other is yet a great ways off, he sends a delegation and asks for terms of peace.
谢谢。这段经文啊，讲的两件事情。
So two examples were given.
28节到三十节讲到一件事。
In the verse of 28 to 30 talks about one thing.
就是你在盖房子之前，你要好好的计算一下。
To really do the specific calculations when you build a building or structure.
你要考虑到。人工，你要考虑到材料，你要考虑到土地，你要考虑到贷款等等等等的问题。
You have to consider many things, example wise, the real estate, the labor cost, the material cost.
你才能够，你计算好了，你才能够去建造这个房子。
Only when you have completed these specific calculations, then you can go and build.
不然的话你就不要改。
Otherwise, don't start.
31节到32节讲到第二件事。
And then in 31 to 32 talks about another.
就是一个王要带兵去打仗。
So a king to lead into war.
打仗前要计算。
To really assess the war before going to the war.
知己知彼才能够百战百胜。
And there's a saying to know yourself and to know your enemy, then you can achieve victory.
如果能够打胜就打，打不胜的话，我们就避免这个战争。
If you know you can, if you are certain you can win, then go ahead and go to war. Otherwise, don't.
耶稣告诉我们，做任何事情都涉及到自己的利益。
Jesus says, everything or anything we do has a consequence or involves benefits of ourselves.
包括我们的基督徒。
And including Christians.
我们基督徒做任何事情也要计算。
So before, for Christians, before we do anything, we should also make this careful calculation.
不管你做什么事。
No matter what you do.
苏俄，苏联，那个时候呢，那赫鲁晓夫呢，他取代了斯大林成为这个总书记。
So back in the Soviet Union days, Khrushchev succeeded Stalin and became the prime minister, prime minister.
这个赫鲁雪夫呢，他当了总书记以后，他在一次大会上他就批判斯大林。
So after succession, Khrushchev.Once in a press conference, he has harshly criticized the policies of Stalin.
他在讲话讲的一半的时候呢，有一个人就递了个条子给他。
And in the middle of his speech, someone has passed a note to him.
他就讲，斯大林当政的时候，你在做什么？
And it's a simple question on the note. When Stalin was in power, what were you doing?
大家知道，那时候赫鲁晓夫呢，他在斯大林时代，他是一个政治局委员。
So everybody knows that during the ruling of the rule of Stalin, Khrushchev was a member of the government.
不是这个比较难翻了啊，那就是比较最高层的。
But then he was one of high power in the government.
他是最高这个阶层之一了。
So he is one of the elite officers in the government.
赫鲁晓夫拿了这个纸条，他就非常生气。
Well, when Khrushchev saw this note, he was upset, very upset.
写这个纸条的人，你在一分钟之内，你给我站起来。
So he announced, "I'll give you 1 minute. Whoever wrote this note, stand up."
一分钟过去了。
Well, 1 minute passed.
有没有人站起来？
Did anyone rise?
大家猜猜有没有人站起来？
What do you guys think?
有没有？没有。
No one dared to stand.
没有。赫鲁晓夫就怎么说呢？
So what did Khrushchev said?
我和你一样，我在那个时候呢，我在计算代价。
So he said to the mass that, well, I was doing the same as you were doing that minute. I was calculating the cost.
赫鲁晓夫他在当时他要计算代价，他要是不计算代价的话，赫鲁晓夫他也当不成总书记。
You know, during the ruling of Stalin, it's often Khrushchev often have to make calculations because if he doesn't, well, he would never be there to that day to become the prime minister. Is that right?
Yes.
All right.
这个人不站起来，他也在计算代价。
Well, see that reporter, whoever wrote that note.
他要站起来有什么后果？
The one who wrote that note was also making that calculation and evaluation because
不管做什么事都要计算，都要计算一下。
What will be the consequences had he or she stood up? So anything we do, we ought to make the calculations first.
我们要不要当门徒？
Do we want to be disciples?
我们也要计算一下。
We ought to give a good consideration.
为了永生，为了天国，我们要好好计算一下。
For the sake of eternal life and for the sake of the heavenly kingdom, we should really.Make good calculation.
一个人要成为主的一个门徒，要跟随主的话呢，我们要怎么样来计算呢？
So for anyone that wants to follow the Lord and obtain eternal life, how do we go about calculating?
刚才耶稣讲的这三个原因。
And then, you know, it was the three reasons that Jesus pointed out that we mentioned earlier.
我们要思考一下，我们日常生活当中的优先的次序是什么？
We really ought to really think about what is the priority in our daily lives.
我们是把神摆在第一，还是把其他的事情摆在神的上面？
What do we place as the number one priority? Are we placing our God there or we're placing something else?
我们是不是能够放下一切来跟从主？
Are we able to give up everything to follow Christ?
我们是不是愿意背上我们自己的十字架来跟从主？
And are we willing to carry up our own cross and follow Jesus?
主耶稣在这个地方是告诉我们。
Jesus tells us here,
我们大家一起来念非常熟悉的一段经文。
Let's read this very familiar passage.
大家一起念。 人若赢得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？
人还拿什么来换身？主耶稣他的意思就很清楚了。主耶稣是在告诉我们，为了永生，不要计算代价。He's telling us one simple fact: for the sake of eternal life, don't worry about calculating at all.
为了永生，要不计代价。
In fact, he's telling us that for eternal life, we must enter the kingdom of heaven at any cost. And no matter how much we pay, and there will be eternal happiness. And that is our eternal happiness.
唐朝有一个著名的诗人,
There was a great poet in the Tang Dynasty.
叫白居易,
and his name was Bai Juyi.
白居易大家熟悉吧?
Mm-hmm.
他有一天他碰到了一个非常有道行的老和尚。
So one day he came across a very reverent and wise old monk.
他就请这个和尚说，你能不能用最简单的话把佛教的经义说清楚？
And he has asked this monk, are you able to, in simplest terms, describe the essence of Buddhism?
我相信我们这里面有的人过去可能是信佛的。
You know, I'm wondering if any of us here before was a Buddhist.
那么这个老和尚就说了,
So this old monk answered,
多做好事, 不做坏事,
Do all that is good and do none that is evil.
这个白居易听到以后呢, 就说呢, 这个道理三岁孩子都知道,
Well, so this poet heard this and said to him, This is so simple, even a three-year-old knows about this. This is too trivial, it's so simple. While this old monk replied, Well, even though it is no-brainer for a three-year-old about this fact, But even a 100-year-old cannot do this.
今天的问题不再是不是能不能知道。
So the problem at hand here is that it's not about knowing this fact or not.
乃是不能行。
But the fact of can you act it out or not is the
能知道不能行就等于不知道。
You know, if you know it, but you cannot act it, there's no difference of not knowing it to begin with. Well, it's because acting things out requires cost. There's a sacrifice element to it. And this is one of the tragedy of being human. And indeed, as one of a believer.
Amen.
Do you amen onto this?
声音大一点。
Amen!
Yes. 好,我们大家祷告。
Let's pray.
感谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
今天你赐下你的话语。
Today, you have given your words.
使我们大家都能够认真地来思考你的话语。
So that we can have a real good thought about your words.
我们的人生的使命是什么?
What is the purpose of our life?
我们的十字架是什么?
What is our cross?
我们要付什么样的代价?
And what are the price for us to pay?
才能够跟从你。
So that we may follow you.
求主亲自来教导和训练我们。
Lord, we ask you to teach us and train us personally.
使我们成为一个符合神心意的门徒。
So that we may become one that fits your heart.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray this in your holy name.
Amen.
Amen.